The Ghana Chamber of Mines is advocating the establishment of a minerals revenue fund to streamline revenue generation in the industry. Its chief executive officer, Dr. Tony Obing, says though the mining sector is the country's number one taxpayer and the highest contributor to revenue, cost of production keeps escalating. Dr. Obing was addressing the third Mining for Development Forum in Accra. Rebecca Epes was at the forum.
Through the Mining for Development Forum, the Chamber of Mines is seeking a debate on how best the mining industry will maintain its role as a catalyst for national development. Dr. Tony Obing is of the view that government should look at the total life cycle of contributions of the mining industry rather than just concentrating on taxation. He proposes a minerals revenue fund similar to the petroleum sector to harness revenue.
There should be some allocation for future generations, as it is done in the petroleum sector. There should be some allocation for budget.
Okay.
And then there should be some allocation for development. Present state of affairs, all that we see from mine, talking about the taxes, revenue received from mine, goes into the consolidated fund, the central pool of money. And of course, government uses it for the benefit of all of us. However, it would be very good for people to know that this amount was used in constructing roads, this amount was used in supporting government budget. I am not in any way impugning that our resources have been misused or misapplied, but I think it will be in the interest of everybody, transparency and all that.
A tax policy advisor at the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Edward Labisian, said although mining is the leading sector in the country, contributing over 23% of direct taxes as of 2010, the socio-economic benefits that the sector provides is not commensurate with
Rebecca Pay reporting.